You are listening to The Business of Being Dad. Get ready as we delve into the world of fatherhood, leadership, and legacy. I'm Rob Brody, your humble host and fellow single father, and I'm so excited you're here to join us. This podcast was intentionally designed for you, men who believe they're destined for greatness, those who never settle for excuses but instead take meaningful action, and individuals who reject the notion of being ordinary. We're here for the ones who understand that being a phenomenal leader goes hand in hand with being an exceptional father. Why? Because we believe in you. We believe you hold the power to shape your identity as a man, a father, and a leader. We believe you are the architect of your future, and you get to determine the impact and legacy you'll leave behind. So get ready to explore the depths of personal growth, strengthen family bonds, and create a legacy that resonates through time. Together, we'll rise, inspire, and change. Let's get started. Well, hey there, dads. Welcome back to this episode of the Business of Being Dad podcast. Today, we're going to look back at the journey we've taken together, at these past 10 episodes that we've dove into the concepts of courage and vulnerability and true strength in fatherhood. We're also going to take a glimpse into the incredible future that awaits us when we choose to embrace these powerful concepts. So are you ready? Let's go. Let's start by taking a look back at what we've learned so far over these past 10 episodes. Throughout this series, we've explored the tough stuff. We've talked about shame and guilt, loneliness, burnout, fear of failure, and self-doubt. We've dove into regret and some difficult conversations. And we've talked about the importance of trusting our gut. We've unpacked these challenges, and we've discovered the role of courage and vulnerability in facing each of them head on. But it's not just about facing the tough times. It's about creating a safe and happy home environment for our kids, building life-changing connections with them, and making a meaningful impact so that we can leave a legacy that we're proud of. That's what we're chasing after here, and that's what we've been going after in this series. We have also talked about what it means to be strong as a father, strong as a man in this day and age. Let's uncover a common myth once and for all. True strength as a father is not represented simply by physical strength or a stern parenting style. It's much deeper and much more profound than that. True fatherly strength is about the resilience and courage that's rooted in the genuine connection we build with our children. And it is represented in these five ways. Number one, by embracing vulnerability. First and foremost, true strength manifests when we embrace our vulnerability. Admitting our own fears and doubts and uncertainties to our children is an act of bravery. It's saying, I am human, just like you. And opening our hearts to them, letting them see our vulnerabilities, it allows for a true, authentic, and honest relationship with our kids to develop. Number two, it is seen in our ability to admit our faults and by learning from them. True strength also involves having the humility to admit our faults. Acknowledging when we've made a mistake or when we don't have all the answers demonstrates integrity to our kids. And beyond that, it sets an example for them. They learn by watching us that it's okay to make mistakes. And what truly matters is taking responsibility for them and learning from them. Number three, true strength as a father is also represented in us standing up for what's right. It's about standing up for what's right even when it's a challenge, even when it's not easy. This strength is displayed in teaching our children values and morals and empathy. It's about instilling in them a sense of justice, kindness, and respect for others. All people. A strong father advocates for fairness and compassion, not just in their household, but in the world around them. And they demonstrate these principles through their actions, not just merely through their words. True strength is also demonstrated through tender gestures, through simple acts of kindness, and through understanding. It's in the reading of bedtime stories, the warm hugs, the gentle pats on the back, or even the I love yous that are exchanged between you. It's the ability to understand the unspoken words and to recognize when they need a comforting hug or some encouraging words. And the fifth way that true strength as a father is represented is through love, nurturing, and support. Above all, true strength for a father is in the love, nurturing, and unwavering support we provide. It's in being a constant pillar of strength for our children, being there through the difficult times and the challenges. It's the love that is so profound, so deep, that it uplifts, encourages, and motivates our children to be better versions of themselves, to chase after great things in life. In a sense, true strength is a combination, or a fusion, you could say, of vulnerability, humility, values, tender gestures, understanding, and especially unconditional love. It's this alignment that forges a bond between our children that becomes unbreakable. And as fathers, it's important we remember that our true strength lies in our ability to love our kids deeply, to nurture them with passion, and to stand by our children through every step of their journey. In this journey we've taken together over these past 10 episodes, I've confronted these same demons and these same trials and these same obstacles that we've discussed. I've felt the weight of expectations. I felt that punch of self-doubt and the hesitation to open up. But I have chosen to embrace vulnerability, and in that process, I have found this level of strength within me that I didn't know existed. Through sharing my deepest struggles and some of my successes, I've been able to connect with other fathers, and I've been able to realize that we're not alone in this journey, and I hope you have too. I envision a future where fathers stand side by side, supporting each other, leading their families with love, and embracing vulnerability as a testament of strength. I think it's important at this moment to think about what our lives are going to look like moving forward. What does that look like to you? What kind of dad do you want to be? Take the time to actually think through this. What types of things did you come up with? Maybe it's spending quality time with your children every week. Maybe it's initiating these heart-to-heart conversations on a regular basis, or simply being more present during crucial moments in their life. Whatever these goals are for you, they are the first steps towards becoming the dad you want to be. Remember, every small step you take is a move in the right direction. Your goals are not just a list that you check off. They're your personal roadmap. They are the means of kind of guiding you during this journey of fatherhood. As we begin to wrap up this episode, I'd like to leave you with a powerful quote by Eleanor Roosevelt, who said, "The future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams." So in closing, fathers, I want you to know that your dreams for your children and for yourself and for this world, they're huge, they're important, they matter, and they're possible. So believe in them, develop them, and watch as the world around you begins to transform into a better place for you and a better place for your family. I encourage you to embrace your vulnerability. Be courageous every step of the way and let your instincts guide you on this path of fatherhood. Until next time, men, believe in your dreams and believe in yourselves. Thank you for joining us for the Business of Being Dad podcast. If you found value in today's episode, I encourage you to share it with a friend who could benefit from our discussions on fatherhood, leadership, and legacy. Together, let's build a community of like-minded men who embrace ownership, commit to growth, and make an impact. And now, before we go, remember, greatness is within your reach. So stay strong, stay focused, and create your legacy. I'm Rob Brody, and you've been listening to The Business of Being Dad, where fatherhood meets success. See you in the next episode.